Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's throwing the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, love.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Hey, what's up? This is The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk.
Yeah,
I am
baby.
Currently sitting in the producer's seat.
Whoa.
I have been demoted.
You went from 1 to 3 in
a
hurry.
Yeah, I know. Kyle's in the captain's chair, and it's a big power move. We told him to take more control, and
wow.
Today on a Friday, he's let me know that going into game week, he is the captain now.
You are Trey Lance today.
I just got Trey Lance, yeah. I did.
I am Sam Darnold. I don't know what that means about me, but I just took my, you know what I am? I'm the backup guy that's fine being the backup guy. So I just came in, I sat down in the two seat. Next thing I know, I see you trotting over like Trey Lance and just humbly sitting down. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What's going on here? And I'm like,
I just got Brock Purdy'd, man.
You totally did.
But no.
Kyle, what's it like, Kyle, to be Brock Purdy in this scenario?
It's a dangerous situation to be in because anything goes wrong, then I can't blame it on you guys anymore.
That's true. That is true. A lot of pressure now on Kyle.
Hey, this is what big-time shows do.
That's right.
On-air talent maybe doesn't run the board, so we'll let Kyle have his way at it.
Let's go. And, you know, part of the reason.
Yeah, it's not just because we're lazy.
Exactly. It's not just because we're lazy. But part of the reason is what I'm holding in my hand, and that's Pia's. Next Friday, Derek Piper, we are going to be at Pia's, and that is the number one sports bar and grill in Champaign. Everybody knows about Pia's. We're going to do our show live from 3 to 5, and then Diane Ducey's going to DJ from 5 to 8. So we've got stuff going on from 3 to 8 at Pia's on September 1st. We're going to do this 4 times. We'll have some guests. We'll have some raffles. It's going to be fun, man. Bullet bourbon and rye for $5. Captain Morgan, $4. Look out here. Fireball, $4.
Oh, boy.
Do I need that on Friday, knowing what I'm going to be doing on Saturday at tailgates? That might be a little dangerous. But we've got a lot of beer specials.
Yeah, I'd just go
well.
With the bourbon if I was you.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't think I've ever had bourbon. I told you that, I think, the other day. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll try the bullet bourbon
okay. And
rye. So, yeah, but it's going to be next Friday at this time. You and I are going to be doing our first live show. I hope it's not 138 degrees out. Please don't be 138 degrees. I think it's supposed to cool down a little.
Yeah, it will.
And you guys even mentioned yesterday, 86 for kickoff, right? Next Saturday for Illinois. So, Pipes, we've got college football tomorrow.
Mm. I can't wait. Now I'm going to have to psych myself up to watch some of these other games that are going to be on TV, but it'll just be fun to have it. There
yes.
to flip on and check out and get the game-like experience. So I've seen enough preseason football now, although
Amen.
Justin Fields will get a few snaps, I think, tomorrow against the Bills. But that much closer to games that count. Like you said, there will be some tomorrow, and then really we'll dive in next week into a great slate of Week 1 games, including Illinois and Toledo, and to kick things off with Jay Layman, Isaiah Williams on Monday. Going through the week, we'll have a Toledo beat writer on Tuesday, and then
awesome.
To be able to just that last parting gift is that Pia show, which we've had great response the last couple of years that we've done it. We thank all the listeners that have come out, and we encourage anybody that hasn't checked us out or who has to come do it again. Come hang out with us for a few hours. Enjoy those drink specials. They always got some good giveaways in terms of prizes and whatnot. We've been able to have raffling off of, you know, a Brett Bielema signed football and always something cool. So I'm really, really excited. And finally, we can just we've been in this purgatory as Cardinals fans of, like, baseball season's over, but it's not really over, and football's not really here yet. We can finally put that to bed, and football is here, and that fires me up for sure.
It does seem like it's been a long summer. Now, everybody that knows me, I understand fall's a cool season, and probably most everyone's favorite season is fall. Not only because of college football, but the leaves turning, it gets a little bit cooler, you can wear like a pullover, such as that. And spring is obviously beautiful, but we get it for like a day here in central Illinois. So I get what fall brings, and the older I get, the less tolerable I am to heat, especially this. I mean, this is ridiculous. Who is tolerable to this? But this summer, like, I used to get to this point in the summer and almost cry. Not literally, but I'm just like, no, because fall's here, and then that means winter's next. But now I'm to the point where it's like, this has been a long summer. And for me personally, it was 8 straight weeks of baseball, following baseball high school season, following high school basketball season. And for the last, like, 3 weeks, I've been able to take a breath, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm actually able to not go and chase an athletic event all over central Illinois. So it's been nice to kind of relax. But I thought of this the other day. I'm like, man, I am ready for fall. I'm ready for not only football, because I think it signifies fall. And don't forget, high school football begins tonight for a lot of teams. I know some teams have moved game times back to 8 o'clock, trying to get a little bit cooler temperature. Some have moved it games until tomorrow. But I just sat there today and I'm like, it's been a long summer. Like, I feel like I haven't gotten cheated. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And this batch of heat that we've had this last week really kind of sends you to fall going, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for fall. But, you know, those first few tailgates, those first few home football games for Illinois, they're hot, but that's what you love about it. And then fall happens, and then it's beautiful for 2 or 3 games. And then all of a sudden, here comes old man winter creeping in November, where you've got a couple of games in November where it's just downright cold. But that's what's fun about college football, is it takes you from summer through fall into winter. You experience three seasons in one football season, and it's kind of just makes what college football is all about for me. There's so many things that we love about it, but man, it just all of a sudden, especially like you said, when your baseball team has done nothing and given you nothing to do all summer. Now, the Cubbies, we'll talk about a little bit today. They are, I think if it ended today, they'd be in the playoffs. So good for them down the stretch here. We'll keep track of that. But for us, Pipes, we haven't really had sports to watch in 3 or 4 months. And it's going to be time now, come next week and next Saturday, start watching sports again. And I'm ready, man.
Yeah, there's been no appointment television.
Nothing.
In terms of sports goes. And that's not this takeaway. I'm not saying this is only something that fans of teams whose baseball season is over can get excited about, because we've been in it when you're in a pennant race and you're in maybe leading the division, and there's always that time like late July into into August where you start to see like training camps begin for NFL and for obviously then college sports. Illini football kicks off their training camp, and you just start to get that itch, even if you're in a stretch of meaningful baseball. Now Kyle's going to get to have the best of both worlds, where he's going to get to enjoy this Cubs-Brewers series that's going to come up next week, along with the Illini opener, and really just bask in that glory. But yeah, I mean, it's just that time, and I'm geared up, and I think it speaks to Brett Bielema to have this area like really hungry for it. Like there's always this time of year where you're ready for the opener, and you're gonna go out and see a lot of people you haven't seen since maybe last season, or maybe it's been a while. People go on vacation during the summer, and you get to kind of see some friendly faces and have fun. But there have been too many years around here where you have that first game, maybe there's a couple, and then you're counting down the days till basketball season. I feel like with Brett Bielema here, 8 wins last year, a lot of intrigue on what he can do this year. And I mean, heck, you got the early part of the schedule is very intriguing, because you got the MAC projected champions coming in Toledo in the opener, then a huge game against Kansas. And I'm still, my mind is like internally blown because of when I saw a home and home with Kansas 6 years from now, I'm like, oh yeah, awesome. And now it's actually a huge game that I'm really excited for.
Unbelievable.
And then that week three, I mean, big noon kickoff here, Penn State. It's got a lot of people excited about what that environment could be like here on that Saturday, September 16th. So the idea of Brett trying to make something that is sustainable, that is consistent, that can stack upon each other to really make this into a legitimate and respectable program again. He's done the work on the front end, and now it's furthering that forward, which we're all intrigued. And we all want to see it happen, and now it's that much closer to kind of finding out what the next step is.
Mm. Jay Layman's going to make it nitty-gritty on Monday. We're going to get nitty-gritty on game week. But I want to kind of talk some football with you and Kyle real quick. And I want to go through the schedule. I want us to go through and kind of give our early thoughts. I mean, we say early. I mean, it's game week next week, so it's not that early. But I want our overall thoughts. They mean nothing. But I just, from your gut, I want to know what you guys think of each game. And I also, though, before that, what's the biggest storyline for Illinois football this year? I'll start with you, Pipes. Is the biggest storyline Luke Altmyer and how he's going to do? Is the biggest storyline how the secondary is going to come together after you lost basically four guys to the NFL? You've got a storyline in terms of having maybe the best defensive line in the Big Ten or arguably in the country, with two guys, that one that will be a surefire first-rounder in Johnny Newton, another that probably could be a second- or third-rounder in Keith Randolph. And then you've got Gabe Akis, who was the first, you know, freshman All-American last year. I don't see him slowing down at all. Seth Coleman, who kind of gets overlooked, I don't see him slowing down at all. Everybody will be trying to stop everybody else, and it's just going to open doors for that unit. So I just gave you three. What's something that you're kind of fired up? And then I'll go to Kyle and ask him as well before we get to the schedule. What's kind of the thing you really want to see more than anything come Saturday at Memorial Stadium next week?
I think it's the receptiveness of the Kingfisher as he's walking around the tailgates. Really, he'll be out there and just kind of like how
he's
many
getting
people
shot
are,
with BB guns.
How many people are taking pictures? How many people are, instead of, you know, frying up their eggs or whatever they do over easy, chucking them at him. But in all seriousness, yeah, I mean, there's a number of good choices there. I feel like the easy one, the cop-out answer would be Luke Altmyer.
Yeah, and that's fine.
It's going to say a lot about what this season's going to look like, and with those early tests, like how soon he can be ready to be your QB1 and to not make too many mistakes to take away from a defense that should be pretty stout. But I think kind of a bigger picture one for me is like player development. Mm. Like I think that that's something that obviously we saw with – not to – say that, you know, Sidney Brown was a nobody before Brett Bielema showed up, Devin Witherspoon, but he got the most out of those guys, turned them into high-end NFL draft picks, especially Witherspoon being in that top five of the NFL draft. And we watch and we've seen through the years like Wisconsin and Iowa, and there are players that we don't even know the names of. They just slot into those spots when they lose a running back, like we said it with Wisconsin, when they lost Melvin Gordon and Monty Ball shows up, and then on and on and on and on. Whoever the heck is the Iowa tight end this year,
exactly, and
whatever. Like, so can Brett Bielema do that with this secondary? Can he do it with Matthew Bailey, with Taz Nicholson, with Xavier Scott, some of those guys? Tyler Strain. Like, I think that that's something. And then also at the running back position, yes, we're familiar with the names, Reggie Love and Josh McCray, but can they be turned into a duo that is a top end, you know, top half, maybe top five caliber rushing attack in the Big Ten, because that's his DNA. That's the Brett Bielema style of football, a physical ground and pound type of game. That, not to say they're not going to throw it around and they got some weapons in the receiving game, but I think it is that development, which maybe we didn't see to a desirable level with Lovie Smith. And that's just something that he was able to make a staple of his program at Wisconsin. If he's able to start doing that here at Illinois, where it's like, yeah, they lost these guys in the NFL, but I trust in him to be able to just do it again. Maybe it's not a first rounder, but it's able to get that next wave of talent to jump into those positions and to succeed. I think that that's something that then all of a sudden you're like, man, this thing really should keep rolling.
Yeah, because then you can trust it, right? And that's what sustainability is all about, is being able to have the next guy up, like you mentioned. And I think you put that it was funny, but you put it eloquently in terms of who's the next Sam Laporta at Iowa. Because you know by week five, there's going to be some tight end you can't cover. And it's like, where do they keep getting these guys? Well, from Illinois a lot of times. So it's just amazing when you continue to watch that. And I think you nailed it in terms of player development, because I think that immediately leads to sustainability. And that's what Illinois has always searched for. Now, Kyle, I want to ask you, what is one thing when you get into your seat at Memorial Stadium in a week that the TOSC eyes are going to be on in terms of what you want to see out of this Illinois team?
I think I'm looking at the defense in particular. I think we all expect that this is going to be another really good defense with the guys they have back in the front seven. But I'm curious to see, coming off last year where they were the top scoring defense in football, now there's a ton of turnover, especially in the secondary, brand new defensive coordinator as well. I'm interested to see if it's going to be some growing pains there on defense. Toledo is going to have some chunk plays, or is it going to be another situation where they come in like against Wyoming last year and absolutely shut them down?
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, this is going to be another dominant Illinois defense, and just continuing to build off of the first 2 years under Bielema with those defenses and getting towards that Wisconsin, Iowa, like year in, year out. Okay. Illinois is going to have a dominant defense. Now what else do they have? I'm curious to see if we're going to be able to see that out the gate, or if we're going to see any changes, if we're going to see a step backward, some growing pains there.
That's fair. Now, their defensive coordinator, I don't even remember his name now. I don't even care. He moved on, Derek. We don't even have to talk about him. But Kyle
Brown. Ryan Walsh is a pretty good coach.
Oh, that man. Guy. Yeah, that guy.
He's pretty good.
Kyle does bring up a good point. You've got Aaron Henry now as your defensive coordinator. What is your thought on that? How does that transition? Is it a smooth transition to a guy like Aaron Henry? It seemed like Brett Bielema right from the get-go knew exactly who he was tabbing as his defensive coordinator. In fact, he'd almost basically minutes after Ryan Walter said, I'm taking the Purdue job, basically Bielema was on a recruiting trip with Aaron Henry and said, you're my guy. So what do you think in that, in terms of obviously some great stuff that he's got working for him with the aforementioned defensive line, but obviously some stuff in the back that he's got to really kind of check out? He's got Rosiak as a new linebacker, Kanina, I can't ever say
Otaluga.
Otaluga as another guy that's going to see a lot more snaps this year. So what do you think about that transition with Aaron Henry? How worried are you about that?
I'm not terribly worried, because you got Brett Bielema in the building. You got Jim Leonard in the building during the week. I think that's a big asset. You got a lot of talent in the front seven. Now, it might change in terms of the way you're able to play coverage. Like last year, the way that Ryan Walters was able to trust the guys on the outside to just defend one-on-one and be able to put a stacked box in front of the line of scrimmage and know you're going to send extra pressure, because you could leave Devin Witherspoon on an island. You could trust Sidney Brown as maybe he's your one kind of rover, just to kind of be able to play in space, come up in the run game, and just – fly around out there. So I think that you might have to be a little bit more, especially if early on the secondary shows to be susceptible to big plays. If you see a noticeable difference in how teams attack you with, like, I just always come back to like the Zachary Franklin UTSA game, slant. I mean, that's an easy three-step drop, throw it before maybe Randolph and Newton can get home. If you're not able to be tight enough on the outside to where those throws are there and can be chunk completions, maybe now you got to disguise some coverages. You got to drop some guys back. And that's where you got to maybe be a little bit more outside of the box and being able to make up for some stuff that last year, not to take anything away from Ryan Walters, I thought he did a great job of putting those guys in great positions. I thought that finally a quarterback went to the line of scrimmage. It's like, oh, they're not in cover two. Shoot. What am I going to do? Like that was refreshing.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Yeah, what's going on here? Isn't that true?
Yeah. But then again, you're talking about a guy that's never been a D coordinator before.
Yeah.
He's never called plays in that sense outside of the bowl game. But and he's got some big questions in the secondary. So it's hard to know for sure what that's going to look like. But I do trust the people around him, especially, you know, bringing in Leonard. Bielema, obviously, is a guy that's been around the block a long time and knows what it takes to put together a good defense. And you got talent in that front seven that you just can't – if that wasn't there and he had to make up for a lot more, then maybe you'd be a little bit more concerned. But I like the pieces enough there to help him in year one.
And we're going to hear from Johnny Newton later in the show. We're going to hear from Keith Randolph later in the show. And also a guy that we don't talk about enough is Tariq Barnes, who has been on this defense for 3 years, essentially, and has done a lot of good things. I bet if you ask Brett Bielema, if you ask Ryan Walters last year, if you ask now Aaron Henry, they love that guy right there in the middle because he is always there. He's always doing what he needs to do. I mentioned Rosiak. I mentioned Kanina Odugla. Those guys are going to get a lot more snaps. There's a lot more question marks about them. But you know that you've got your solid dude right in the middle with Tariq Barnes. And I think that linebacker crew is going to allow. And I hope Aaron Henry is a guy that just goes at it. Let's just go. Let's just get aggressive from the get-go. Use those weapons you have up front and make it hell on a quarterback and running backs and get some tackles for losses, get some sacks. Let's get some major pressures early to really help that secondary kind of groove, you know, find their groove as the season rolls along. Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, you, Kyle, and I'm talking to Derek Piper there, will go through the schedule and we'll give our thoughts on what is going to happen in each one of these games and kind of get an idea of this Illini season now that we're just basically a day. I say a day. I know there's the weekend, but a day away from game day and game week with Jay Layman and crew on Monday. So let's do that. We'll get through the schedule before the hour's up. We'll hear from Brett Bielema, who spoke today to the media. Next hour, as mentioned, hear from Newton, hear from Randolph, hear from Tariq Barnes as well, and maybe we'll talk some Cubs by the end of the season.
Yeah, by the end of the season.
That sounds good to me. So let's do that next. We're back with the schedule. It is The Drive.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Illini fans, let's celebrate back to school and the 45th anniversary of Jet's Pizza. Now until Sunday, get 45% off. That's right, 45% off any menu-priced 4-corner or 8-corner pizza ordered online. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust that you've grown to love. Hurry, this 45% off anniversary offer on our famous 4-corner or 8-corner ends this Sunday. Use code ANV45. Jet's. Better because it has to be.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Hey, it's Stevie J, Stever Day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you spend it and keep the stuff. Today we're going to Carpet Weavers,
are Markview and Champaign. If you are interested in $500 to go spend there, that's it. There are two catches. You have to get in there within 7 days to begin the process, and then you got to fill out the survey when you're done. $500 could be yours by simply texting in Carpet Weavers to 217-359-2255. Maybe you want to redo the bathroom or the kitchen or carpeting for the living room, or maybe you want a couch. They have furniture too. So it's an incredible offer of $500. That would be 10 Ulysses S. Grants or 5 Benjamin Franklins, however you'd like to break it down. It's from Carpet Weavers in Champaign. All you have to do is text in Carpet Weavers 217-359-2255, and you might get $500, no strings attached, just spend at Carpet Weavers. Good luck.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Kyle.
Check, check.
This is like bar rescue.
Omaha.
I'm going to take one of the drinks and pour it down the drain. And if three drinks down the drain, then Kyle gets booted from the... No, I'm kidding.
You should have seen me when I was learning.
Oh, no. He's doing a great job.
It was not pretty. But you're doing good. Back on the drive, Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. This segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit, two great locations, Neil and Green Street. Also, check them out online at gamedayspirit.com. Time's running out to gear up for football season.
Let's go.
Lon, to get...
I got to get in there.
Hats, T-shirts. If you want to think about a couple months down the road, I know it's a bajillion degrees outside right now, but yes, there will be hoodie weather before too long, so get that in order. Get all that ready before you're in the middle of the season. You got school, if you got kids and all that stuff, just get it done now.
Let's go.
And realize that the rest of the season, you're geared up. Game Day Spirit, your one-stop shop. And I'm actually wearing one of their great buy one, get one free T-shirts. This is like a vintage 1990s Illinois basketball shirt. Their buy one, get one selection for T-shirts is always outstanding. If you want jerseys there, they got that. They got everything. So check them out. Neil or Green Street, they just had their grand reopening of almost a month ago now. So expanded the store, expanded their inventory. Great partner of our show. Check them out or go to gamedayspirit.com.
My buddy Don Clark came into the office today, and he was talking about how I was telling him about there's a Tommy Bahama store down in Paso Grill down near St. Pete Beach, and I said, when I go down there in September, I'm going to that store, and I'm going to buy me. That's a really solid grammar. I'm going to buy myself a Tommy Bahama shirt. I've never splurged on one. The only ones I've ever owned, my brother bought for me. And I'm like, you know what? It's time to be a big boy, Lon, and spend a little money and get a Bahama shirt. So I'm going to do that. But Don was like, man, have you ever seen the one I have, which I haven't seen him wear it, but it's the Illinois Tommy Bahama. And he actually got it at the Memorial Stadium sale. And he's like, Lon, those are $50 shirts I got for like $28. I mean, Game Day Spirit, those sales they do, those stadium sales are incredible. So, Game Day will be out there, by the way. So, if you get to tailgates and if you're late to the game and you spill something on your shirt, whatever, I'm sure it's been done.
Sweat through one.
That's a good point. Or you college kids drink a little too much and
Maybe. Yeah, it's just the college kids that do that.
Yeah, right. Because, well, we can handle it. We don't get sick anymore doing that.
Oh, he was talking about getting sick. Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. Nope.
Hey, Benny said on the U of I Line of Lake text line, he's never been to Pia's. He hopes to go and get a Slugger burger. Come out and get it done. All right, Kyle, there's an F ball. I think it's, is it under Lante or is it under the?
I think it's in ours.
Is it in ours? Okay. I think we ought to do the F ball and we'll do that for our schedule. Boom. Now you're going to have to bring it down quite a bit. There you go, my man. All right, Pipes. I'll lead us through this because I want, honestly, you guys to pick first so I don't look like the idiot. Toledo, how scared are you? Does Illinois get it done against Toledo?
I wouldn't say scared. I just respect them as an opponent. You look at their quarterback and Daquan Finn and the fact that he's put together some good years both through the air and on the ground. He's a dual threat guy. Now, I trust Illinois with their front to be able to keep him bottled up and probably put a lot of pressure around him and make him feel uncomfortable. You just got to have that discipline and not allow him to escape the pocket and be able to then get out into that second level and really burn you. So in that week one, you're maybe a little bit antsy, a little bit excited. Maybe you break contain once early, but I also think the Gay Backus will probably plant him in the ground once or twice. So I just think Illinois will out-physical this team, be able to run the football, be able to make Finn uncomfortable with the way they're going to put pressure on him. And I think it could be a game you go in the second half, maybe even getting near that fourth quarter and in the fourth quarter. Could be, if it's a one-score game, will I be shocked? No.
No.
But I think Illinois ultimately wins, let's say, by two touchdowns. Say they cover the spread.
Okay. Kyle, what do you think of this one?
I think Illinois ultimately get it done. I am, in the back of my mind, a little nervous about it. I think I shouldn't be. You make the point all the time. Let's stop worrying about a team like Toledo at this point. But I just can't really help myself. I do think Illinois, to Derek's point, I just think they have more talent on the field. They're going to be the more physical team. I think they'll win by 10.
Okay, that'll work. I'm with you guys. I think they need to out-physical Toledo. That's what you do. You show your will. You just basically outpower them and win the game. I sometimes try to convince myself, Kyle, to not worry about a game like this when in reality you probably should. But I'm taking Illinois to win this. So Illinois across the board, 1-0. It'll be interesting to see if that's the case here. Let's start with Kansas now in week two on a Friday night. This is a really good Kansas team. Expect Duke in like 3 years to be the best team in college football because that's what we do when we schedule these non-cons 8 years in advance. What do you think of Kansas? Can Illinois knock off Kansas in Lawrence, Pipes?
They can, yeah, absolutely. I am very scared about this game.
Yes.
If I'm an Illinois fan out there, and Jalen Daniels is the primary reason why. You look at a guy that in that bowl game I mentioned a couple of times this summer threw for nearly 600 yards, 5 touchdowns. Prior to getting hurt, which really derailed their season. I mean, they were 5-0, I think, at one point at the beginning of last season. He gets hurt, and they kind of tailspin a little bit, still make a bowl game. It was a nice season for Lance Leipold and his first one there in Lawrence, but brought back pretty much all of his weapons. They got a good running back there in Devin Neal as well. Their defense, it's interesting. Like, it's strength against weakness on
totally.
When you flip it. Like, the fact that Kansas can throw it around the yard, Illinois has – the secondary is their biggest weakness probably on this team. And then on the flip side, Kansas, I mean, they gave up a bunch of points last year, 30-plus per game, I think. And reading up on them, they're not that physical on the line of scrimmage. They kind of got gashed in the running game. Illinois should be able to do that to them. Illinois' key is going to be time of possession, trying to grind them out, keep Daniels off the field. I just think going to Lawrence, first road game, Luke Altmaier's first road game, I worry about him making a crucial mistake, and then Daniels just having his way. I think Kansas wins that game by a score or maybe two.
Okay. Kyle?
I think I'm on the same page with this one as Derek. I just think it's that early season game where Illinois is not quite their finished product yet. I think Kansas will be more with the continuity they have on offense and the returning quarterback. I think they'll be a little more polished this early in the season, and then they're playing at home. First true road game for Illinois. I think it'll be a really fun game, but Illinois is going to come up just a little short.
Okay, that's fair. By the way, the Toledo game shown on BTN, that's a 6:30 start next Saturday. That's the Big Ten title reunion, the 1983 Big Ten title reunion. The Kansas game being shown on ESPN2 at 6:30 as well. on that Friday. I'm with you guys, unfortunately. I'm going to say that Kansas wins this game. I think they're pretty explosive. And while I do like this Illinois defense that I think will get better as the year goes on, definitely the secondary is going to be something that they're going to have to prove themselves to a lot of us. And unfortunately, you're facing a Kansas team that can exploit that early. And I'm with you in terms of the road game, et cetera. I think Illinois does drop this one against the Jayhawks. So we're all kind of even in terms of getting Illinois off to a 1-1 start. Now you come home for a noon game against a Penn State team, Derek, that's got talent up and down that lineup. And not only talent, but they've got elite talent at certain positions. Two running backs that are really good. They've got a linebacker that's really good, an offensive lineman that's projected to go maybe in the top five of the draft. So you've got not only a talented Penn State team that you know is always going to be that way, you also have some elite guys on there. They're going to be all Big Ten and maybe all American. So what do you think? The game's back at home. You're 1-1. You don't want to fall below 500, but certainly this is a really tough 11 a.m. test. And by the way, it's orange out week three, so you're supposed to wear orange Hall of Fame weekend. I like that we're throwing this back in Penn State's face because they do the white out. So we're doing the orange out against Penn State, which I love. And if you're 2-0 coming into this game and you've got a sellout for Penn State on a Fox noon game, how fun will it be to see all orange in Memorial Stadium? I can't wait and hope that that happens. Penn State, what do you think?
It's got a chance to be an electric environment.
Agreed. I mean,
they're preseason number 7 in the country. There's a decent amount of people out there nationally picking them to outplay both the Buckeyes and Michigan in the East Division, getting there to the Big Ten Championship and then being a potential college football playoff team. It starts with their duo at running back, with you got Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen, who are thought to be as good of a 1-2 punch at running back in the country. Drew Allar as the quarterback. Is it Allar or Allar?
I think it's Allar.
Allar? Okay.
That's how I heard it.
Number 3 recruit in the country.
Wow.
In his recruiting class, 5-star quarterback, now getting the reins from Sean Clifford, who is pretty mediocre overall for them at Penn State. I just think back to Kyle going through the Phil Steele position by position group, like in the Big Ten. They're like top 3 in everything.
Exactly.
So they just got too many answers at all levels of their offense, their defense. And while it's going to be a really cool scene in Champaign, I think Penn State wins by 10-14.
Okay. Kyle?
I think Illinois is going to play very well in this game. They're going to be angry coming off that Kansas loss, coming back home with the hype around this one.
Extra day to prepare.
Catching Penn State earlier in the season with their younger quarterback, I think, is a plus as well. Not
that
Illinois is inexperienced as well, but I think Penn State ultimately is going to just be too much with the talent they have. They're going to come in. I think Illinois is going to make it a game for a while, but ultimately Penn State's going to make a few extra plays late.
This is big boy football with Penn State. Now, the one thing, Pipes, that you talked about is they're two really good running backs. Well, you're going to be running into a wall all day, I think, on this Illinois defense, especially that defensive line. And it's going to force that young quarterback, like Kyle said, to try to exploit Illinois. And so that will be an interesting storyline, if you will, going into that game. Unfortunately, I'm with you guys on this. I just feel like Penn State has some elite talent. Not that Illinois doesn't, with Newton and Randolph and such, but I think Penn State has more. And they're just more depth. It's kind of like their season. So I, unfortunately, am going to go with you guys and say that Illinois starts the season 1-2. I'm trying to be, you know me, I'm normally the guy that's got them 3-0, but here we are, we're all 1-2. Now, to rush this along, not that we need to, Florida Atlantic, I'm just saying a win from all of us. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got Illinois at 2-2, and then the fun starts, because in week 5, by the way, that game, Florida Atlantic game, no time has been announced or TV. Week 5, you're at Purdue. You get to see the aforementioned Ryan Walters. This is either 2:30, 3 o'clock, or 6:30 game. Thanks for narrowing that down, everybody. But it will be.
It's going to be on Saturday.
It's going to be on Saturday West Lafayette. I'm anxious to hear, because this could be, you know, we talk about how Nebraska has always kind of been that game that you point at, you circle on that calendar. Well, interestingly enough, they're week 6. before you even get to Nebraska, you've got kind of the Nebraska game, if you will, with Purdue. The storylines are crazy with it, Derek, in terms of Ryan Walters going against Brett Bielema. You got Corey Patterson over there. You've got, I forget the
Kevin Kane.
Kevin Kane, thank you, that went over as well. They out-recruited you for a quarterback, so now you hope Luke Altmyer is still your guy. What do you think? Illinois at Purdue, week 5.
Yeah, it's going to be a big-time game. A lot of probably emotion on both sides.
I hope this is a night game.
That would be really cool.
I hope it is.
And hopefully Illinois fans given a reason to then make the travel over there, yes, the shortest ride in the Big Ten to go to West Lafayette. It'll be a fun environment, hopefully, for what year in and year out should be a heated battle.
Amen. But,
the fact of Illinois bringing back what they do in the front seven, I mean, there's just not a lot of returners on both sides of the ball for Purdue in comparison to last year. Like Aiden O'Connell gone, Charlie Jones gone. And that wasn't a great defense last year either.
No, I agree.
So I give a lot of respect to Walters. Well, yes, I think Hudson Card was the preference.
Yes.
For Illinois at quarterback over Altmyer, and you lost out to Purdue. I think there's more there on Illinois' roster. Yes, you're going on the road, but I think Illinois gets it done.
Kyle?
I agree. I think Illinois is going to win this game. I think they're a much better roster than this Purdue team. I think they're going to start to kind of hit their stride at this point in the year. Once you get past that September, you get, yes, to the end of September, past the Florida Atlantic game, past that tough Penn State game. I think this is when Illinois is going to start to take off, and I think they're going to go in and get a big-time rivalry win against Purdue.
You almost had a drink spilled down. He almost had it because the DJing right there wasn't elite.
I apologize for throwing the music right on top
Piper's
of your
like in the
answer
middle of,
there.
Bam! Don! I'm going to have you bring it up a little bit because I love the sound of that. This is funny that all three of us are just right on par so far. I do think Illinois goes and gets the best of Purdue because I think Illinois, as we said about Penn State maybe having the more talent than Illinois, I think Illinois's got more talent than Purdue. It's going to be a fired up West Lafayette. There's no doubt about it. But I'm going with you guys. I'm going Illinois to get this win and a big one to go to 3-2. All right, Pipes, Nebraska at home, October 6th. This is Lon's birthday weekend. You can't lose on Lon's birthday weekend, which is actually the 9th, which I think is a Friday. So, or a Monday, excuse me. That's never fun. But it's Celebrate Food and Ag Day at Memorial Stadium for Nebraska. We've had their number for a while. It sounds strange to say they've got a new coach. They've got a new kind of a little bit of we're Nebraska football. We need to get back where we were. Are they back, though, to the point where they beat Illinois, Pipes?
I hope not.
I do, too.
This game is one that I think that some people might overlook a little bit too much because Illinois had their number.
Yes.
And you look at Nebraska on paper, like Jeff Sims coming in a quarterback, didn't put up great numbers at Georgia Tech, but I'd give a lot of respect to Matt Rhule, and he did go to the SEC for a lot of transfers, especially on defense. It hasn't been usually associate Nebraska with a pretty stout defense and a physical team. They've kind of lacked that here in recent years, and of course they've lost close games in every way imaginable under Scott Frost as well.
No doubt.
So I think that this is probably the game I'd circle on the schedule. I do think that Illinois, like Kyle and I were talking about this earlier in the week, it probably doesn't play out the way, you know, on paper. Okay, they'll win these games because they're going to be the favorite, and they'll lose these games because they'll be the underdog. If there's a surprising loss, I think it will be at home to Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to say Illinois wins this game if I'm giving my prediction. But that's one that I would think one way to slip up would be at home to Nebraska. But I'll say, in terms of my pick, I'll say Illinois.
Kyle?
I'm going with Illinois as well. I think Illinois is going to blow them out here at Memorial Stadium. I'm not high at all on Nebraska this year in year one under Matt Rhule. I think they're going to get to a point under him.
The H pretty, in the last name doesn't
soon.
Scare you?
No.
R-H-U-L-E?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. All right.
I think there's going to be a point here in the next couple of years where they get back to the Nebraska of old. I just don't think it's this year. I don't like their quarterback at all based on what I've seen from the Georgia Tech transfer, Jeff Sims. I think Illinois here at home after they get a big Purdue win and really start to hit their stride here, I think that they win this one by 2-3 touchdowns.
The Sims, is that in relation with all the Sims in the past? Chris and
No.
Phil, no. You know what, Pipes? I actually am with you on this in terms of the one game at home that I fear a slip-up would be this one against Nebraska. But I'm also kind of leaning more to Kyle's side that I think Illinois just takes care of business because they get the big win at West Lafayette and they take care of Nebraska here to go, what would that be, 4-2, right? 4-2 before a trip to College Park. Can we take a break and come back and get through a couple more of these and then we'll finish it off next hour before we hear Brett Bielema? Would that work for you guys?
Do it.
Let's do it. So, Kyle, let's take a quick one. When we come back, you still have, at Maryland, you got Wisconsin at home, Minnesota on the road, Indiana at home, Iowa on the road, Northwestern at home. So, home away, home away, home away. You get the idea. We'll finish up the schedule, not only this hour, but also next hour, because that's what we do when we do these. We always go too long. We're back. It is The Drive.
When Ross went out, I always
ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Illini fans, gear up for the start of football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on The Drive, Tim Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, rolling through the Illini football schedule for the upcoming season. The consensus is Illinois 4-2 after their first six games, and we have up next.
We've got at Maryland, College Park. This is, you guys can say their last name. I can't.
The Terrapins?
No, Tua.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. It's not that hard, is it? Tagovailoa.
No.
But this one's not named Tua. Thank goodness, he's still pretty good. This is kind of a tricky game because this is a pretty good Maryland team. And I guarantee you on Maryland's schedule, every fan of the Terps are sitting there saying, we need to beat Illinois, Pipes. Does Maryland get it done against the Illini?
I think they do. It just comes back to that big of a quarterback advantage. Tagovailoa, one of the best in the Big Ten, maybe even the best in the league. Him and J.J. McCarthy are widely considered the top two contenders in terms of that battling out in the conference. They got weapons in terms of the receiving core. And I think that that's going to be really tough for a unproven secondary. I do like that it's later in the season,
right,
in terms of getting their footing and figuring some things out. Matthew Bailey, plenty of time to get healthy and get back into a rhythm. But this is going on the road. This is a Maryland team that was pretty good last year. I mentioned earlier in the week, like Illinois last year nearly knocked off Michigan, should have won that game. I would say the same thing about Maryland last year going to the Big House. Had one slip away late there against a very good Michigan team. So I expect Maryland to be good. Tagovailoa is tough, and I think Illinois comes up short here.
I'm on the same page again. I mentioned the other day that I'm pretty high on Maryland. I think if they weren't in a division with the juggernauts of Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, that they could have a really good year,
yes,
with Tagovailoa coming back. I think this is going to be one of Illinois' tougher games, maybe the second toughest in my eyes at least, aside from that Penn State game, and I think they're going to come up a little short here. I think that Maryland offense is going to be really good.
I hate when we all agree on losses especially, but I'm with you on this. I just think Maryland is the better team, unfortunately, especially at College Park. And so it'll be interesting. And again, I mentioned the other day, like, if you rode the Kool-Aid, this is a game you win, right? You go in there, you take care of business, your defensive line pressures that guy, I can't say his name, all over the place, and Maryland stumbles essentially at home. I don't see it happening. I really don't. And by the way, this will be an 11 a.m., a 2:30, or a 3 o'clock game. So thanks again for narrowing that down. P.S., the Nebraska game, I forgot to mention, on a Friday, and that is a 7 o'clock start at Memorial Stadium on October 6th. So we've got Illinois at 4-3. Let's get through one. No, I don't want to get through one more, because it's Wisconsin, and this is going to be a big stretcher. You're 4-3, and you've got a couple of tough games, I think, coming up with Wisconsin at home, and then you're at Minneapolis, and then, of course, Indiana, Iowa, Northwestern. Besides that Iowa game, I think we know kind of how the ending can happen for Illinois, so I'm anxious to see how you guys, how it should, right. I'm anxious to see how you guys work it with the other. Okay, we still have Brett Bielman to listen to. We'll do that next hour as soon as we get through this schedule. Right now we got Illinois at 4-3. I think we're being very not overly optimistic here and not overly pessimistic when it comes to this. But we still have that, and hopefully we can get to Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, and Tariq Barnes, who I think are going to be three really valuable guys for Illinois this year and that Illinois defense. Kyle, we've got like a minute. What about the Cubbies?
I'm just waiting for next week. It's Brewers Reds next week.
Who do they have this weekend?
They got the Pirates this weekend.
Ah, okay.
I'm hoping they can grab a couple more. They did.
Well, that's right, because they started that series, right, with Pittsburgh last night.
They did. They won it in extras last night. That's kind of what they've been doing. The last nine games have been decided by two runs or less for the Cubs. They haven't been able to take care of these bottom feeder teams.
Okay.
They are still hanging tough there in the race.
Derek, for $500, do you even know who the Cardinals play this weekend?
No. I don't.
I don't either, and I don't know either. Who knows who they're playing. So, all right, now are you going to play music at 30 and give me the lead into this? No. Yeah, there you go.
Cardinals are at the Phillies.
Cardinals are at the Phillies. Well, that's not going to work. It's not going to be good at all. All right, Fox News is next. Got more to do next hour. It is the...